Every year in the winter is especially hard because the days are short and Shnai Mikra is long, especially when you have double parashiyot like Tirumat Tzaveh, Vayakel Kekudeh, and then you have Achrei Mo Kedoshim, and then even the spring is hard because Bar Bechukotai, Baton Maasei, Mamash, unless you have like a whole an hour long subway ride, Shnai Mikra is very hard to get done before Shabbat starts. So we're blessed this year to have a Shana Meuberet. You have an extra, you have a whole week to do each of those Parashiyot, Tirma, and then Tetzaveh, Vayakel, and then Pikudei, and this week Acharimot, and then Kiddushim. You know how many mitzvot in Acharimot and Kiddushim? Each lav and each onesh, it's incredible. And you have a whole 3 weeks for Acharimot, it's only two parakim, and then you have a whole week for, in Eretz Yisrael, you only have 2 weeks. It's crazy. So one might think, let me be, you know, a little bit, as they say in Farsi, Zerang, I'm going to be a little bit, Zariz, and I'm going to do both Parashiyot, Acharimot and Kedoshim over Pesach. It's Yom Tov. I'm sitting in Shul, not doing anything. Let me take out a chumash. I'll run through Acharimot in 20 minutes of Misha Berach, and I'll run through the next day Kedoshim, and I'll be fine. Or when they're saying when they're taking out the Torah and they sing, you know, whatever it is, you'll have plenty of time. So is that okay or not? Or let's say by accident it's Nitzavim Vayelech. It takes literally 15 minutes to do each of those in parashiyot, and you think it's a double parasha this week, and you do both of them. It turns out it's not a double parasha. B'diavad, are you yotze or not? So, the Gemara says that le'olam, a person should be gomer parashi, mashlim parashiyotav ima tzibur. He has to always finish his parasha with the tzibur. So it's a machloket rishonim what that means, but what is more or less clear, the ending time of when you finish with the tzibur is not so clear. That could be the Shabbat, before Shabbat, on Shabbat, okay, we assume halacha lemaaseh, you have to finish on Shabbat before Mincha. But then, does that mean, is there a b'di'evet you can go until Tuesday, or a b'di'evet after that? Shulchan Aruch says, yesh omrim until Simchat Torah. You can go until then too. B'di'evet, b'di'evet, you have until Simchat Torah. Trust me, it happens sometimes. So, you don't have to do it yourselves, but trust me, it happens sometimes. So you have until Simchat Torah to finish. And the beginning time is pretty clear. Imat Tzibur, in Shulchan Aruch it says Yom Rishon. But it's a little bit of lavdavka according to some achronim. From whenever the tzibur starts doing that parasha at mincha and the Shabbat before, that's when many say you can already begin that week's Shanai Mikra. So long summer Shabbat, right after you go to mincha gedolah, you have a good 3-4 hours to ram through the entire next week's parasha and you're set for the week. It's a really good move. Some say you don't even have to pray mincha. Once mincha gedolah comes, you can start next week's in parasha. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Chaim Kanievsky says you actually have to read the parasha with mincha, and then either way. And some say no. Shulchan Aruch says first day, some Yom Rishon. That's Davka. That's what you have to do. But regardless of all of those things, what is very clear is that if you do Shnai Mikra before any of those times, lo yatsa, not yotze. So it's a very important person has to not be too excited. Don't try to do too much. Do that week's parasha and then do something else. I remember when I was one of the yeshivot I learned, this one, another one, whatever it is, years ago, someone came over to me, Parashat Yitro, in the middle of the week, saying, I just started Parashat Mishpatim. It's so long, I got a head start. I'm like, okay, good for you. Go do it again. The next week. This year, I think it was this year even, somebody on Simchat Torah told me that Parashat Bereishit is so long that he got a head start on Simchat Torah before they read Parashat Bereishit, before they finished Vesodah Verachah and started Bereishit, he got a head start. Maybe it was Chol HaMoed, he got a head start. I don't know. So I told him, you're not Yotze. You can't do that. But then I realized afterwards, Rav Shachter told me not to tell this to anybody. So don't do this. But just to think about it for a second. Let's say this year, in middle of Chol HaMoed Sukkot, he reads Parashat Bereishit. Right? So comes next week, when we're reading Parashat Bereishit, he doesn't need it. Right? Or he reads half of it. He's not Yotze yet. But next year, he's going to try the same chav. He's going to try to do this next Chol HaMoed Sukkot also. And b'diavad, you have until Simchat Torah. So b'diavad, he'll be Yotze when he reads it for next year, last year. So don't try this at home. But if somebody does tell you he's doing that, just tell him, make sure you do it again next year also. Otherwise, you won't be Yotze this year. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen v'amen.